Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, March 18th. The Realtors Association of Gray, Brusso & Sound says 216 homes sold last month, a gain of 0.9% over February last year, and a new record for the region for the month of February. Home sales were about 18% above the five-year average and 26% above the 10-year average for the month. The benchmark price for single-family homes in Grey Bruce was $584,000, surging 31% higher year-over-year. For townhouse units in February, it was $464,000. That's a year-over-year increase of 37%. And for apartments, it was $398,000, a 46% increase. Active listings at the end of February are at the lowest levels for the month in more than three decades, with only 284 residential units available for sale. That's even as 259 new listings hit the market in the month, and that was the largest number for February in more than 5 years. The South Bruce Gray Health Center is going to start bringing back acute care beds at the Chesley Hospital. Before December 27th last year, the hospital had 8 acute beds and 10 senior center of care beds. But in order to address nursing staff shortages, the Chesley inpatient unit was turned into an alternative level of care unit for a temporary but indefinite time period. As of March 21st, 4 acute beds will be reopened at the Chesley site and 14 beds will remain designated for alternative level of care and seniors center of care. U.S. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping spoke for 2 hours today. While the Chinese government said before the invasion of Ukraine its friendship with Russia was unlimited, it has not so far clearly supported Russia's actions, nor has it clearly condemned them. The U.S. is concerned China might provide financial or military assistance to Russia. Xi Jinping reportedly said on the call today that peace and security are the most cherished treasures of the international community. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin made an appearance at a massive rally in a packed soccer stadium ahead of a concert in Moscow today. He reportedly told the crowd Russia will absolutely accomplish all of its plans, and he pushed his message that Ukraine was trying to commit genocide against Russians in Ukraine. Of course, Russian forces continued their assault on Ukrainian cities, including its capital, today. Flags at Gray County's administration building will fly at half-mast to mark the passing of a former county warden. George Schaefer, who served as warden in 1983 representing Glen Elg, passed away yesterday at Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care Home in Durham. An obituary from McCullough Watson Funeral Home says Schaefer was in his 82nd year. It says he was born in Glen Elg Township and spent his life farming his family farm. He also had a 30-year career in municipal politics. He started in 1969 as a councillor in Glen Elg Township. He was also deputy reeve, and mayor of the township, as well as warden for Gray County. His obituary says a service will be held at a later date. In sports in the NBA tonight, the Toronto Raptors take on the LA Lakers at Scotiabank Arena. Tip-off is set for 7:30. The first round of the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments continue today. The full schedule is available on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. 6 games in the NHL tonight, 3 Canadian teams in action. The Ottawa Senators host the Philadelphia Flyers. The Winnipeg Jets are at home against the Boston Bruins, and the Calgary Flames take on the Buffalo Sabres. The Toronto Maple Leafs' next game is tomorrow against Nashville. A busy night in the Ontario Hockey League. 7 games, among them the Guelph Storm are home to face Sarnia, and the Erie Otters visit Kitchener. Tomorrow and Sunday, Erie will be in Owen Sound to face the Attack in back-to-back games at the Bayshore. In Provincial Junior Hockey League quarterfinals, the Kincardine Bulldogs host the Wingham Ironmen. That series is tied 2-2. And in Walkerton, the Hawks take on the Mount Forest Patriots. Mount Forest has a 3-0 series lead. Game 1 of the WOAA Senior Hockey A Final between the Shallow Lake Crushers and Petrolia Squires is also set to go tonight in Petrolia.